Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We talked about this on segment 17, the podcast segment available only to the fanciest of idiots. The ones who support idiots for underdogs. Happens near daily. And we played it on there. It's from a show in West Palm Beach. Kevin, Virginia, and Jason, KVJ. And we've traded bits with Kevin especially, but that show for years. Like, we met them the first time. We met Kevin the first time we went to radio camp in, like, 1997.
Long time ago.
He was a producer for a guy who later worked here and got punched at a radio conference. Anyway.
What?
Oh, he got punched on purpose? For him? I don't think I knew that.
That was the first time we met him. We played pool in the...
Yeah, I remember that.
In the airport in Dallas. And with Mark and Dahmer.
Yeah.
And Kevin. And Kevin was the producer for the Dennis Pryor show in Kansas City.
And he got punched?
I don't think
Dennis Pryor
ever
eventually
realized
worked
that.
Here.
Yeah.
And he went to the same radio conference as us, tried to get in the car and go to dinner with us because he wanted our attorney slash agent to do something for him. And our attorney slash agent, who is the nicest guy in the world, said, "We got to ditch this guy," which is really saying something. Like, that's really saying something. And then we didn't see him again the rest of the weekend. And when we got here on Monday, he kept, he'd hold up paper or stand behind a door frame. And then finally he had it down and he had a giant shiner. And we're all pretty sure he got punched in the eye at the hotel bar that night.
That was the word on the street. That was from what we put pieced together from the events of the evening.
So anyway, radio is a small, incestuous little group. So I don't know for a fact that Kevin created this game, but I've never seen it from anyone else. And I've been hesitant to do it because it feels so good. Even though he's putting it up and saying anyone can do this, it feels too good to go yoink. But here we are after years. It's called Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
We're going to play a clip. This is something we can do as well with our clips. These are clips from him being fully transparent, best I can, from him and his show, their show, more appropriately said. It's someone telling a story. Then there's a pause, and we'll all guess if it's a little kid or a drunk adult.
Okay.
It's a very fun play-along game. Are you ready?
All right. Yes. Anyone specifically you want to hear from first?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. This is Sabrina.
I choked my brother because he sat on my plate of pancakes.
I feel like that's an adult, probably at IHOP or something. After the
like,
bar.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like little kid.
Yeah, that sounds like a little kid move.
Okay. Everybody vote.
Yep.
I'm gonna say adult. Steve says kid. Hot Wings?
Kid.
Maitland.
Adult.
Thomas.
That's a kid.
Okay. And Kelly said adult, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm keeping score.
I was a little kid.
No.
Okay. My brother and I were fighting because he wouldn't stop trying to eat my breakfast when I wasn't looking. And I called him a fat ass because I was getting annoyed and he was very sensitive about his weight. So he decided to sit on my plate of pancakes when I got up to get more syrup. And, you know, I got so mad that I started to choke him. But, you know, luckily he got free.
That is not a good way to show people that they should be more sensitive to your weight, sitting on someone's plate of food. Mm. Steve gets a point. Hot Wings gets a point. Mate? Did you get one?
No.
Tommy?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, you guys killed it there. All right, number two.
All right, this is Augie.
I crashed a big wheel into a Christmas tree in the middle of a Holiday Inn lobby.
Oh, Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh.
That's got to be an adult, right?
I think adult.
Yeah.
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 Kid.
I was a drunk adult. I thought it'd be fun to drive my son's big wheel bike after a night of heavy drinking in a hotel bar. And I ended up losing control and crashing it into a very large Christmas tree. We were quickly kicked out of the hotel and my wife was pissed.
Yeah, I bet.
That's that's quite a feat to lose control of a big wheel.
Right.
Now, part of the reason that I guessed a drunk adult was because if I was drunk and an adult in a hotel and saw a big wheel, there is no way I'm not on it.
Absolutely.
And I don't generally do stuff like that, but there's a real draw to a big wheel. I don't know what it is, but man, I'm going to be on it.
Everybody has a point except me.
I got two.
Tommy and Steve have two. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number three.
This is Dyson.
So I got yelled at by a police officer for feeding its dog ice cream.
Hmm.
God, these are hard.
Ooh, that could be either.
That's what the whole game is.
I know.
I'm going to say.
This one's really got me.
It seems like any of these could be either one.
I'm going to say kid.
Yeah, I think I'm going with Steve on this one. I think I'm going kid.
I'm going kid.
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 All kids.
I was like 5 years old.
Yes.
This police officer at my elementary school always had a dog with him.
No.
So during lunch one day, I fed the dog some ice cream. The police officer started yelling, "Dog can't eat ice cream. He's lactose intolerant." I wasn't allowed around the dog anymore after that.
He's lactose intolerant. I mean, maybe, right? I mean,
sure. Maybe.
I don't think dairy is particularly great for dogs in general.
Maybe it gives them the fudges.
Can't relate.
Yeah.
But the ice cream. Mm. All right.
All right. We're going to hear from Mary.
I got caught French kissing my dog.
Well,
that's got to be a kid.
It's got to be kid.
I'm saying adult. I'm saying 100% adult.
Drunk adult.
Yeah. She said caught. A kid. She said, I got caught doing that. A kid wouldn't feel like they're getting caught. A kid wouldn't know the difference.
I don't know. I mean, I felt like I was getting caught a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah, but yeah.
But in this case, I agree. I think it's a drunken.
What were you doing? Playing peanut butter puppy?
I didn't say caught with a dog. Oh. I mean, just caught in general.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my mom caught me.
Mate?
I'm going to go kid.
Tommy?
Adult.
I said kid.
I said kid as well.
I was a little kid.
Oh.
My dog, Larry. Loved licking my mouth.
Oh. Larry. Larry the dog.
Gross.
Is there anything grosser than when you see an adult doing that, letting the dog just go to town on their face
gross.
And in their
mouth?
And
she said
mouth.
It lick her mouth. Yeah. Even worse.
Like, you know that dog has licked its butt within the last 4 minutes because they can't go longer than that
right.
without doing that.
So gross.
I didn't know any better, so I'd lick his tongue back.
Oh my God.
I did this in front of one of my friends, and she got really weirded out. She then told everybody in my fourth grade class that I French kissed my dog. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even get mad at her because I was indeed French kissing my dog.
You know what? In school, she was the girl that there was the rumor that she used like a frozen hot dog
yes.
or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you need that though when she already has confirmed she's a dog kisser?
Well, I mean, it just adds to it.
It adds to it.
It adds to her. There's no rumor.
It makes all of the other stuff more believable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm 4 for 4.
Steve has 4. Hot Wings, Mate, and Tommy have 3. And Steve. No, Steve has 4. Duh. I have 2. Kelly has 2.
What about Steve?
What's Steve got?
Steve has 4.
He has 4. You have 4, Steve.
I'm
4 for Steve.
Yeah, you're Steve. Okay. And you have 4.
Like that time that Steve got 4.
Today?
Hmm. Yeah.
On this game?
Yeah.
Oh my
Steve
God.
Did?
Yeah.
And let us not forget about Steve, who has 4.
Steve has 4?
I wonder how many he'll have after 5, which is now.
Possibly 4.
All right, this
four
is Andrew. Not to be confused with Steve. Although Andrew is Steve's middle name.
I got hit with a shovel over the head because I accidentally walked into the wrong house while on vacation.
Adult.
Oh,
yeah, that's a
drunk
adult.
Yeah.
Nobody's
hitting
kids with shovels.
Yeah.
Well.
Not likely, though.
Yeah.
Everybody say an adult?
Yeah.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
I had way too many rum runners while visiting the Keys, and we rented a house instead of getting a hotel. I got confused and walked into someone else's house around 1 a.m. in the morning, and they thought I was a burglar, so they hit me over the head with a shovel. And no,
I've always thought it was a funny story ever since my brains were scrambled by a spade shovel.
And no, I was not okay. 19 stitches it took to sew me back together.
Oh.
Damn.
I always hate when people say 1 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah,
I know.
Redundant.
Like,
yeah, I mean, we got it. Yeah.
Means morning.
Mm-hmm.
Grow up. Like,
there's no 1 a.m. in the afternoon.
No, there isn't. They got rid of that in 1961.
Yeah. The dual AMs.
AM morning purge.
Steve has 5 of 5 now. Everyone else has a little less. Here's number 6.
I'm John.
I broke my leg doing the Hulk Hogan leg drop by jumping off the trunk of a car.
Oh, okay. Now, when you get into wrestling moves, this is this is a tough one.
This are you gonna Kelly out and say this could be either one?
Man, this one.
Because I agree.
But yeah.
First thought, this could be either one.
This one is real tough. A Hulk Hogan leg drop. He said off the trunk of a car?
Yeah.
Yes.
Going drunk adult.
Going drunk adult because I think kids are a little more resilient.
And that guy sounded old, so he could have been doing it as an adult when Hulk Hogan was relevant.
Yeah, and I think a kid would be more likely to do it off a coffee table, not outside off a car. So I'm going drunk adult, too. Yeah.
Well, I need to get back into this, so I'm saying kid.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I'm saying kid.
Well, I was a little kid.
Damn it!
Boo.
And my friends, we all started our own extreme backyard wrestling league, so Hulk Hogan was our hero. He was our favorite wrestler. So,
this guy sounds like he's 1,000
right?
years old.
I hope he says, sings the blues.
And he says wrestler,
yes.
too.
You know, I tried doing his leg drop move, but I did it by jumping off the trunk of my dad's car. I totally botched the move, which caused me to break my leg in 3 pieces.
You're awesome.
It was quite painful, brother.
It's still real to me, damn.
That's like Danny DeVito.
It was. Tommy and Steve tied for the lead with 5. Hines 4. Me 4. Mate 4. Kelly 3. Next one.
This is Leslie Joe.
I accidentally kicked a soccer ball off of my grandpa's head, breaking one of his front teeth off.
I mean, I feel like it's got to be kid.
I mean, you'd think because it's grandpa and.
Yeah.
But again, it's hard to resist kicking a ball on the ground when you walk by it, even as an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going drunk adult again. Because yeah. I don't think a kid's going to be tall enough to accidentally knock someone's teeth out.
Unless grandpa was sitting on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Still drunk adult.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going kid.
Kid.
I think kid's the obvious choice, but I'm going with adult because I want it to be true.
I'm going kid.
I was a little kid.
God dang it, I hate this
in the house, and I kicked the ball as hard as I could, and my 88-year-old grandfather was walking around the corner right as I kicked the soccer ball, and his teeth were really old. So when the ball
was they do that.
Yeah, they usually age at the same rate as the rest of the body.
Yeah, grandpa old teeth over there.
So when the ball hit his face, his front tooth cracked right in half.
So who all got that one?
I got that one.
I got that one.
Steve, Hot Wings with 5. I have 5. Steve with 6. Mate, no. Tommy?
No.
Kel? Oh, this is anybody's game. Steve has 6.
So the 3 people without kids who thought a 5-year-old can't possibly kick a ball up into the air. Got it wrong.
It did seem, yeah. Maybe we had a tactical advantage.
I didn't want to say anything at the time, but I'm like, man, my son played soccer when he was like 6. He could definitely kick a ball like head height.
So she said I kicked it off my grandpa's head. So my thought was that the grandpa had it on his head and she kicked it. Yeah.
When I first heard it, I thought the same thing.
Yeah, same.
So that's why I was like, a kid won't be that tall.
If the ball was on his head, how would it knock his teeth out? Like she missed
like
the ball,
she
and,
missed
kicked
the ball
his,
and kicked his. Yeah.
Oh, that would be awful. Yeah.
That's where
so
my
like he's
was.
Balancing it on his nose and goes kick it.
Yeah, that's the better story.
That would be a better story.
I like that image a lot better. I hadn't thought of it that way.
I believe there's 2 left. Is that
yes.
true?
Yeah. Christina is up next.
I started a fire by putting aluminum foil in my microwave, which resulted in me getting stitches.
Man, that could
started
happen.
A fire by putting foil in the microwave and it made you get stitches.
Getting stitches. How?
Maybe she ran into the door frame when she thought the house was going to burn down.
I'm going drunk adult.
I'm going drunk adult. Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, my wife did this recently.
Started a fire?
Well, she put something metal in the microwave. There were sparks everywhere.
Quite a light show.
Yeah, I'm going drunk adult. This has frozen burrito after hours written all
That's
over.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
All right,
yeah,
adult.
Yeah,
me too.
Adult. Everybody's adult?
Yeah.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
I put aluminum foil in the microwave. It caught on fire and started making all these crazy noises. I got scared and started running away from the flames. However, it was really dark in the house, so when I took off running, I couldn't really see where I was going, and I ran into a glass case full of figurines. Long story short, I had to get 7 stitches on my face.
on her face.
That's a way better move than just popping the door open.
Yes, run for your life from a contained fire that sparks.
Make sure Let it burn.
Make sure it keeps going for a while.
Last one. This is worth 2. Steve has 7. Me, Hot Wings, and Tommy 6. Maitland 5. Kelly 4.
All right, this one seems like it's a little bit longer at the beginning, so let's give it a shot.
It had rained recently, and I did cartwheels so poorly that I slipped and fell and sprained my knee.
Adult. I say adult.
Did you say recently?
It had rained recently, when the story happened.
Rain recently did a cartwheel sprain the knee.
Yeah, I think I'm adult. Say adult.
Feels pretty drunk adult to me.
Yeah, kids don't even have kneecaps until they're
like 19.
Yeah.
Well, they don't weigh enough to hurt themselves. Time.
Well, yeah, kid gets diagnosed. Like, my knee hurts. Yeah, rub some dirt on it. You'll be fine.
Whatever.
Steve, all right. What did you say?
I said adult.
Drunk. Okay,
adult.
I'm going kid.
I was a drunk adult. Thanks, Olympics.
I was a drunk adult.
She said it like she was still a drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
that lady's never not wasted.
Kelly storms back to tie Tommy for second place. Third place, actually.
Third, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve, congratulations.
Thank you.
Nearly led wire to wire.
How many did I get?
Close.
Finished with 8. You only missed
Steve
one.
Got 8.
8 out of 9.
Steve got 8?
Steve may have gotten 8.
That's 88%, Steve.
That's double from the last time we checked in.
Yeah. Wow. Last time it was 4.
Yeah.
This Steve time, has 4?
Steve 8. Still has 4, but then he also has more 4.
Steve got 4 twice.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.